If you're feeling confused as to why other people are not giving you the respect that you deserve, why they're not treating you like the divine being that you are, why you feel like no matter what you do, no one is appreciating you, no one is validating you, chances are you are stuck in your people-pleasing ways. You're not creating those healthy boundaries for yourself. You haven't unlocked and activated your personal inner strength. That's what we're going to change today. Your energy attracts everything around you. Your energy is going to determine how other people respond to you, how you feel when you're getting things done, and the types of manifestations that are attracted to you. So in this video, I'm going to teach you how to activate your inner strength, how to go from being a people pleaser to being savagely confident and becoming the type of person that everything comes to you easily. When we're getting rid of our people pleasing ways, we have to figure out exactly what is people pleasing and where does it come from. People pleasing comes from you wanting to be liked, you wanting to receive validation from the people around you, and so you're willing to put your needs aside and your preferences aside in order to please the other person that is there, in order to receive that validation, in order to receive a compliment. There's many different ways that you could be pleasing others around you. Sometimes this comes from a place of feeling like the only worth that we have is how other people respond to us, or feeling like other people around us truly need us, and if we don't please them, if we don't help them, if we don't come and save them, then something terrible is going to happen. They're not going to be able to survive without us. And I'm going to let you know right now, you are very important. You are very valuable. But they don't need you. You are not responsible for anybody else. You cannot control how they live their lives, what they do with their lives, or the outcomes that they receive. All you can do is be there to support them from your overflow, from a place of stability and health, and then whatever requests they may have for you, whatever things you could do for this person, that's up to you. But if you feel like this other person can't survive without me, I need to do this, or they're not gonna have anybody else, chances are they have you in like a very manipulative hold. This happens a lot in relationships, and it's not always a malicious thing, but what you usually have is one partner who maybe is a little bit more of a people pleaser, and then you have the other partner who's more of a narcissist. And I'm not talking about the psychological disorder of narcissism. I'm talking more about general personality traits, right? Nothing too serious. But when one person is leaning towards these narcissistic behaviors, and then the other person isn't in their confidence, hasn't activated their inner strength, then they're going to do a lot of things for the narcissist, and they're not going to receive that validation in return. And so it's going to be a very toxic loop. It's going to feel very stressful, unsatisfying. And so in order to get that respect from others, in order to get that validation, you actually have to give it to yourself first. The number one cheat code for breaking out of your people-pleasing ways is to validate yourself first. A lot of people-pleasing is rooted in the thought that others can't do things for themselves and that we need to go and help them. And this is simply not true. Most people are very, very capable of accomplishing the things that they set their mind to, right? If someone wants something and they really want to get something done, they're going to get it done. Most of the time, I'm speaking in general terms. Obviously, there's people that have serious issues and they can't get things done, right? But for the majority of the population, they are capable. If they don't do the things that they should be doing, it's because they don't see the value in that. And that's another mindset shift that you're going to have to work on. You know, not everybody has the same standards as you. Not everybody has the same measures of happiness and serenity that you do. So what for somebody else maybe is like not a big deal, to you is a big deal. Or even if you do feel like other people are capable, but you're not really sure what value you bring to the table, you're not really sure who you are, what your value is, and so you think that in order to be valuable and in order to be liked by others, you have to go out of your way to do things for others. Now, a very, very common thing that happens here, I've experienced this before, is that when you live your life as a people pleaser and you're not confident within your own self-validation, you start to build a lot of resentments for the people around you. So I'm gonna give you a scenario and you let me know if this sounds familiar. You meet somebody, you really, really like them, you're like all in with them, maybe you're texting back and forth a lot, or maybe you're calling back and forth a lot, or you're like thinking about them all the time. You're like, oh my God, they're gonna be my best friend. Oh my God, yes, this is gonna be so amazing. And then you get to know the person more, you're constantly showing up, doing the thing, trying to please them, trying to make them feel good about themselves, trying to validate them. And then after a while, you realize that they're not giving you that same energy back. And now in that moment, instead of saying, okay, well, maybe I need to take a step back, you think, oh, they don't appreciate me. They don't validate me. They're doing something wrong. How dare they mistreat me? How dare they not validate me after everything I did for them? After how nice I am to them? Does that sound familiar? This is so toxic and it's so manipulative. Because think about it like this. You are doing these things in order to get them in return. You want that validation so bad, and you're not able to give it to yourself, that you are forcing others into giving you that validation by manipulating them, by love bombing them, or by trying to do little things to try to get them to compliment you or think highly of you. For what? For what? And then they don't reciprocate it to you, and you feel so angry that you want to cut them off. You want to block their number. You never want to talk to them again. You hate them. They did you dirty. How can you go from loving someone one moment and then despising them in the next in such a short amount of time? This can be a reflection of the other person, of course. That's always a possibility. But on this channel, I teach you how to fix yourself first, so that way you don't have to deal with problems from other people. And so in this case, instead of going and blaming the other person and then isolating from them, you need to ask yourself how you could have handled that situation differently in order to not feel that way. So your feelings are your responsibility. You are the one responsible for regulating your emotions, for having emotional intelligence, for processing triggers and healing the triggers. No one owes you that. No one is here to heal you, right? Of course, like you go on YouTube, you see videos like this, and you're like, oh, this person wants to help me. Absolutely. People like me are here making content in this way, correct? But in order to have access to people like me, you have to book coaching calls. You have to purchase programs or courses or products. You can't just have access to somebody because they feel the need to help you, right? And that's the way I've set up my boundaries. Because if I were giving out free coaching, on top of giving out free YouTube content, on top of, you know, all the free resources I give out, if I was then offering my time for free, I would hate you guys. I would hate you guys so much, because I would come on here every day to give my advice, to give my insights, to teach you what I've learned, And then on top of that, I'd have to interact with all of you and do video chats with all of you and not get paid for anything. And then I'd feel extremely resentful towards you because I'd say, oh, all this stuff I do for them, they don't even call me on my birthday, they don't even send me gifts, like blah, 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 blah. But if you look at my actions, you could have clearly seen, oh, well, in order to prevent yourself from feeling resentful, from feeling like you've been taken advantage of, you could have created boundaries for yourself, like having coaching containers where people who are interested in working with you have to pay a certain amount to have a certain amount of access, right? Or people who want to do a program and have very specific step-by-step advice from you, they pay to join the program, right? These are the boundaries and the structures that we create for ourselves. Because if we're giving away our energy for free and we're not making sure that we are feeling valued and we are getting what we deserve before the thing happens, then afterwards, after everyone has already taken advantage of the situation, you're gonna be left feeling so drained and just not good at all. Another extremely powerful mindset shift when it comes to becoming savagely confident is understanding that boundaries, setting boundaries, is not mean. It's not rude. It's not mean. You know what's more mean? Going out of your way, saying yes to something that you didn't want to say yes to, and then expecting the other person to compromise their well-being in order to please you, and then when they don't do that same thing that you did for them, without asking them, without them making you, then you resent them. That's mean. That is more mean than just understanding who you are, what you're willing to do, what you're comfortable with, and simply communicating that. When you tell people no, you don't have to get angry at them. You don't have to say it in a rude way. I used to struggle with this so much when I was in my people-pleasing ways. Anytime someone would ask me a question that I wanted to say no to, or they would ask me for a favor or something where, like, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to participate. And I knew I didn't want to participate. Like, I would get so angry for the fact that they asked me something or asked something of me. And I know I'm not confident enough to say no. And so I have to say yes because I was in my people-pleasing ways. And now I'm angry at them for asking me for this favor that I cannot say no to. I know how stressful this is, babe, but that is because you think that you owe a yes. You think that because they're your parent and they did all this for you, that you can't say no to them. You think that because they're your family and you're blood related, that you have to be there for each other and you have to sacrifice everything for this person. You think that because they're your friend and because you've known them for 10 years, that you have to just put up with their drama. You have to just put up with their rudeness and their personality. You don't have to put up with anything. And it is not mean to say no. It is not mean to say no. Saying no is actually one of the most confident things you can do. So if you're having a struggle life right now, start saying no more. Start saying no, even for little things, especially for little things. Say no. Say no to everything. There is like this trend of people in their yes era, you know, wanting to be more adventurous, so they say yes to everything. You need to be in your no era. If you are a people pleaser, you need to enter your no era. You need to say no to everybody. You can always say no and then wait a couple days and then come back and say, you know what, I changed my mind. It's actually interesting to me. People will love that. They will love that. If you tell somebody no, and then 2 days later, you're like, you know what? I thought about it. Actually, I can do it. Actually, I can't do it the way you said, but I thought of this way. Is that okay with you? Can we do this instead? You know, whatever. Maybe sometimes you just had to think about it and come up with a different situation. But if you tell somebody no, you can always tell them yes. But once you've already told somebody yes, especially if you told them yes from a place of, oh, I don't really want to do this. Why did they have to ask me this? Oh. You automatically fall into that resentful state of mind where you're like mad at them for putting you in a position where you have to say no or you have to do something you don't want to do when nobody made you. You had the decision. You could have said no. Most situations nowadays, it's not life or death. You can say no to somebody and the worst thing that's going to happen is they complain to their friends about it or they tell their mom that they don't like you. I mean, like, there's not much people can do. With nowadays, you have a lot more freedom, you have a lot more security, a lot more safety. You can tell somebody no and they can be angry and they can go about their day and they can't really do anything to you unless they're willing to break the law and then get in trouble themselves. And again, most situations are not that deep. So stop getting into that fight or flight mode. It's not necessary. Remind yourself that you are safe, you are secure, you are safe saying no. I like to repeat this affirmation a lot. I am okay to say no. If I say no, everything will still be okay. I can speak my truth and everything still works out for me and for everyone around me. I am safe, I am secure, I am loved, I am adored. Everything always works out for my highest good and for the highest good of everyone around me. The more I own my desires, the more everyone around me can own their desires. Me owning my desires and sticking to my boundaries benefits everyone around me. I can validate myself first. I can hear my own opinion first. I can decide what I want for myself, and everyone else is going to be fine with my decision. Period. And so it is. End of story. The third master key when it comes to becoming savagely confident is understanding the art of communication. Understanding that nobody can read your mind. Most people cannot create the life that they desire. They don't have control. They can't manifest in their own life with intention. So how can you expect them to then come into your life and make your life better? Right? How can you expect someone to think about things from your point of view and then figure out exactly what you need them to say and what you need to hear and what gift you want and this thing and that thing if they can't even figure out for themselves how to create the life they want or how to manifest for themselves or how to communicate for themselves, right? If they can't figure out their own situation, how are they going to figure out yours? So it is your job. It is your job as a confident individual to communicate clearly to others what you want, what you expect, and that's it. You will receive it. You will be so surprised at how willing other people are to give you what you want when you tell them, when you ask them for it. Doesn't have to be rude, doesn't have to be begging energy, doesn't have to be entitled energy. Simply stating what you desire, what you want in life, what you would enjoy, people will help you. People will please you if you give them the opportunity and tell them exactly what it is that you want. In order to please someone, if you know what they want, you know how they like certain things, then it's going to be so easy for you to please them and get that positive reaction from them. So instead of staying in that people-pleasing state, step into your confidence state and communicate with clarity to others. Because speaking your mind will do magic wonders for you. Okay? Everything is in your mind. You can create your reality. I guarantee you, if you follow the advice I gave you in this video, you are going to see such an improvement in your relationships. If you want to work with me one-on-one, all the links to my programs and coaching is in the description. Until then, I'll see you in the next video. Bye. Love you. Mwah.